Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The City Inspector General issued a report last year calling the database a disorganized collection of outdated information.
Chicago Police Interim Superintendent Charlie Beck says the new gang database will be more accurate and will be updated more regularly than the current one. He tells the Sun-Times that in order for a person's name to be added to the gang list, that person will have had to admit a current gang affiliation on video, or there'll have to be a few other criteria met. If a person on the gang list has not had any contact with Chicago police for 5 years, his or her name will be removed. The new database is not expected to be up and running for 6 to 12 months. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago aldermen are expressing serious concerns about, again, allowing electronic scooter rentals in the city.
The hearing on last summer's pilot program of electronic scooter rentals highlighted complaints that many were left scattered on sidewalks and elsewhere after people used them. Another problem, downtown alderman Brendan Riley says too many people rode them on sidewalks, something prohibited.
Have we talked to the companies about this? If we're going to have a city policy saying you can't do this on sidewalks, we should make it physically impossible for that to happen.
City Transportation Commissioner Gia Biaggi isn't sure scooter companies can do that, but we'll ask.
If the technology is there to help us, right, that the technology is not driving what we do, but we know what we want, which is we want safe sidewalks, we want accessible sidewalks, and the technology can help us get there, we absolutely want to do that.
The council's considering a phase two. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
People living in northern Indiana will soon have a new way to travel to O'Hare and Midway airports.
Starting next month, Royal Excursion will provide bus services from South Bend, Indiana to Chicago airports. This comes after the Indiana Airport Super Saver line was discontinued by Coach USA earlier this year. The new route, known as Royal Zoom, will offer one-way and round-trip services to places including South Bend International Airport, the University of Notre Dame, and Chicago's Midway and O'Hare. Royal Excursion plans to offer promotional ticket sales to any location on the line starting March 3rd. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The battle over red light cameras continues in Springfield.
The House passed a ban on the cameras in Cook County and the Collar Counties, plus one county near St. Louis. State Representative David McSweeney says it's all corrupt and a scam.
People have been incorrectly given these tickets, and the people who are hurt the most incorrectly given these tickets are low-income people who can't afford to take off work, who can't afford the fines. This is a hit on low-income people in this state. This is the most regressive tax in the state of Illinois.
The bill passed, but not before other lawmakers accused McSweeney of using talking points and just looking for headlines. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.